The difference in how the country goes forward post President Trump, right? Or post November election. Joe Biden's America. Well, I'm sorry. Why do I keep saying Joe Biden's America? I actually mean in Kamala Harris's America, because why is Kamala Harris giving the rebuttal? Because it was way too far past my web time. Yes, it's Friday, folks. And I was past my bedtime. But it was past my bedtime because, so I can only imagine that Joe went to Luby's at like 4 and was in bed by 6. Lucky devil. But in Kamala Harris's America, even though she tried to dance around we can't have violence, whatever. Whatever. At the same time she's giving that speech, Rand Paul is being attacked in the street. Other supporters. Just people leaving the RNC. As soon as they left the White House grounds, they were subject to being accosted, yelled at, screamed at by privileged white women. Some were attacked by black people as well. I only say that because I just saw, I don't know if you're familiar with the Walk Away founder. Brandon Straka. He's the founder. He's a former liberal. He founded this thing called the Walk Away Movement. He was attacked. Of course, he's a sodomite. Nah, we won't. Neither here nor there. But he was attacked by a diverse group of people who called him all kinds of names and tried to take his phone and all of these other things. So the question is, what is the difference between Trump and Biden? Right now, you have a kid rebelling against a parent and a parent that can, but they're still kind of stepping back, right? Because they're afraid of retribution. You ever seen a kid that is spoiled and knows they can get away with whatever they're doing? It's bad now, folks. Under a Kamala Harris administration, it'll be things like you have never seen before. Because Kamala Harris will not offer the National Guard to anybody. She's on record on Stephen Colbert's show, the fake Catholic Stephen Colbert, saying that the riots will go up to November 3rd, and they will continue past November 3rd. So no matter what, this revolution will continue. You're looking at Trump, even though they say he is the source of it, as at least something you can turn to if you live in one of these liberal states. But there's a lot of contrasting that went back and forth on the final night, and that's the final pitch, right? I really hope it was President Trump's intention to scuttle Kamala Harris's rebuttal, because there's no other reason. Started off strong in his speech, and it got rough. It got real bad, because even at times, it seems like he was just trying to read it to get through it. That speech could have been cut by 45 minutes and nobody would have been as disappointed. There was a lot of overlap in things. Of course, the red meat for me is that he talked about babies and their lives and how they matter. And that's all fantastic. But right now, and I'm going to get into the 7 takeaways in the next segment, but right now I want to talk about the contrast that has been all week. I mean, it is ironic that during the Democratic National Convention, nothing happened. I'm sure black men got shot. I'm sure people got arrested. I'm sure people got abused during the Democratic National Convention. But as soon as the Republican convention kicked off, now we're going to flip out about a man who had a warrant out for sexual assault, who had resisted arrest and was going to get a weapon in his vehicle. This man is now being mentioned in the same breath with Martin Luther King today. I kid you not. Because these people, the progressives and the left, who are super creative, right? They're the creative types. Only thing they can do is mimic history. They can only mimic the actions of greater people, which is why they're trying to retrace the steps at the Lincoln Memorial today. But Jacob Blake, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, they're all being mentioned in the same breath as Martin Luther King because they want to distort history. They're trying to rewrite it. They're trying to reframe it. But yeah, it was very convenient that you had a riot. You had the guys from Chicago dispatched to Kenosha, Wisconsin to start a riot to make Trump look bad. But in regards, it made him look like the sane one. You have to understand, President Trump looks like the sane one out of the two parties after these last 2 weeks. All you have to do is go on Twitter, which you can follow the Crusade channel, Veritas Radio Net, or myself, Bear Brief, or whatever social media. I'm sure they're on Parler and Gab and MeWe and all these other places, these videos. Of these protesters, they're agitators, let's be real. The one around Rand Paul, who, by the way, was the one who introduced legislation into Congress for Breonna Taylor, was surrounded with shrieking, I mean, Mike's right. Mike's been right on a lot of stuff, but he's right on this. Shrieking demons. It's demonic. And these people are following others around. You know, what do you think about black people being killed by cops? My response is, what do you think about Ryan Whitaker? You don't know who he is. You don't know who he is because you're a stupid white girl. Or you're a stupid black girl. Or you're a stupid white boy or a stupid black man. You're ignorant. And I know Jason Whitlock doesn't like that term, but you are so convinced of your own supremacy that you're going to yell and think that a question, which is not a question for discourse, it's just a question to make you uncomfortable. This whole situation is about making people uncomfortable. I don't know how that translates into votes for Joe. Because the pitch will be that if you elect Harris Biden, this kind of all goes away, right? Oh, COVID goes away. Oh, protests go away. And if you believe that, you need to just keep eating your soggy oatmeal. Because I don't want you in the intellectual discussion. You know, I think Biden has even said a return to normalcy is his campaign. There's no way that's the case. There's no way that is the case that this goes back to any normalcy. You think, yeah, because Biden's going to tell Gretchen Whitmer and Tom Evers and Governor Wolf to stop imposing draconian rule on people? This is, I mean, if you had a checklist, this is everything that Democrats want is being accomplished. Can you blame Trump? No, because we live in a federalist system, folks. You voted for these people. Maybe if you're listening to me in one of these states, maybe you didn't vote for them. But unfortunately, the way the power structures have been set up, that those are the people who got elected. And the hope is, you know, when you look at polling data, which I get it, polling data is stupid. Michigan is in play for Trump. Minnesota is in play for Trump. I have a pretty strong feeling Pennsylvania is because the unions love them some Trump. The unions in Pennsylvania voted for Trump last time. And that was pre-Green New Deal. So people who are saying, well, the unions aren't Democrat anymore, unless you're in a place like Michigan. But the energy union, huge in Pennsylvania. But how can Biden even try to talk about a return to normalcy? Which also, quick caveat, Trump's back on the campaign trail today. Joe Biden said he's going to wait until after Labor Day.
Actually, Trump's heading to Louisiana and Texas to inspect the damage.
Oh, okay. Because before I thought he was going to go to New Hampshire, then to Texas and Louisiana. Good for him. I think it's a good idea to prioritize. It's actually also bad optics if he goes to the campaign rally then there. I think he goes here first. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Mike, that's
a good
is saying he's going to New Hampshire first and then to Texas and Louisiana.
Okay. So good to know. I appreciate that. Thank you, Justin. So that's what he's doing. Doesn't matter what the order is, right? Doesn't matter if he's going to Texas, Louisiana, or New Hampshire. New Hampshire, Texas, Louisiana. Louisiana, New Hampshire, Texas. The moon, Louisiana. It doesn't matter. Why? Because he's out. He's about. He's on the ground. In politics, folks, no matter how high the office is, it's a ground game. Which is why the Democrats were very successful for a long time. Because their ground game was fantastic. But that's because, you know, Obama actually motivated them. Joe Biden has said he's not leaving his basement until Labor Day. Hopefully he doesn't wear white. But there's always going to be an there's due to the uptick in cases and I'm not going to visit these states. I'm going to wait until things are more under control. That there's no way Joe Biden goes anywhere. Right? There's no way he does. And if he does, they're going to be 10-minute, 15-minute TV hits, small crowds, social distancing, right? They're going to use all these tricks to their advantage. No matter what happens in that, the campaign, which should be focusing on Biden versus Trump, will really be a referendum on what do you want to be done about the unrest that's most likely coming to your town.